Hey everyone, this is Mac Pierre-Louis, attorney, mediator, arbitrator. And in this episode, I am doing my first unboxing. I'm going to be unboxing a piece of technology that I think would help a lot of lawyers and mediators out there be a little bit more proficient and efficient with their parties, as well as help convey good communication to their parties on Zoom or on any kind of video tool you might be using. So on my desk, I have this piece of technology called the Eye-to-Eye Cam, and I'll share my screen. So this is the Eye-to-Eye Cam 3. It's basically a webcam that allows you to put your eyes front and center so that when people are looking at you on video, they can feel that you're looking directly at them instead of people perceiving that you might be looking at some other distraction or not paying close attention to what they might be saying. And so for mediation, this is a very, very important tool where sometimes you need to be able to convey certain emotions and certain feelings. Sometimes you need to be able to help people understand you better. And so with this Eye-to-Eye Cam 3, it's meant to help you do just that, which is have good, just personal relationships with people online. These days where you're working remotely from home, a lot of times it doesn't help when you are staring away from your screen and the other person who's watching you feels you might not be paying attention to them. Well, this solves that problem. And for mediators, a lot of times when we are face-to-face in person, of course, in the physical world, it's one thing to help people feel comfortable, to know that they are being listened to. But when you go virtual, then it becomes a little more problematic. And I think it does hurt mediations when people don't feel they'll be listened to. So in this regard, you're able to put this micro camera in the center of your screen and move it around as you need in order to make sure and ensure that your eyes are actually going to be placed in such a position where the people who are watching and listening are going to be able to feel that you are paying full attention to them. So I am ready to open this and test it out for you. Probably we'll do a follow-up video on my impressions and what I think about this, but it is available on sale on Amazon on the right of my screen for $109 USD. On the website for the product, of course, on the left, it's priced at $150 on sale for $120. So I'm not completely sure what the final price is or if it's just because of Black Friday or the holiday season. However, I got mine for $109 for the business plus tax. And so you may want to check this out once you've watched this video, and I will give you my impression soon in a follow-up clip. All right. And with that, let me hide this and blow this up. Okay, so here's the Amazon package. I had already opened this up mail-wise. However, go ahead and show you this. All right, so it's basically just a very small box with a very small web camera in there, UHD. Can record up to 4K video, which is, you know, pretty amazing. Will work with basically autofocus, and it definitely is portable because it's tiny. And let's get started. All right, let me use my little knife here. Not cut myself. Move the plastic wrap. And it's pretty nerdy, of course, opening up a package like this in order to help lawyers and mediators see the tools that they can use. But here is what we have. Okay. So here we get the operating manual with some four basic steps. Install the suction cup, put the wire harness behind your monitor, fix the suction cup to your screen, and plug the USB into the computer's own USB port first. And it suggests, well, it says, warning, please do not connect to a hub. The hub cannot support 4K. I don't really need a hub, but I am interested as to why they're suggesting that the hub would not work. So I do, of course, have a USB to micro USB adapter for my computer. So hopefully that would not become an issue. All right. And inside of here, we have this case. Going to take a look. Move out the way, out the way. And inside of that, just a pretty plasticky zippered pouch, black and unzipped. That's what we have here. So here is the camera. It's tiny, it's very, very small. And I guess if I pop this open, there's the lens. And there's a small little cover. I guess that's a good idea to protect it from dust. And in the back, this is where the suction cup would be going so that it can stick to your monitor. And let me put that back on for safekeeping. From what I understand, this is the camera is 0.6 inches big. And the cable is 0.1 inch thick. So it's very, very small. And I'm not completely sure how long this cable is, but you can definitely see it's long enough to be able to help you get a good distance away from your machine if necessary. But I think it's on this little too long, but it's completely fine. I'll just hide it. And I will not need to take this off, but this is a traditional USB that would be giving you both audio and video. And let's look further into this. Instead of this little white plastic, we have the harness that would stick to the back of your monitor that you can then connect this cable through in order to have some cable control. Put that here. And then you have, of course, the suction cup, which I assume would logically twist in here as such. So there's that, and that will stick to my monitor. And I can move this around and make sure that I get a good view both on my monitor so I can read and see whatever I gotta see on video. And at the same time, I'll be able to have my eyes focused directly into the camera instead of having that awkward stare onto the top of my monitor or on the side where my camera might be moved to. And then what else do we have in here? Okay, well, this is great. We actually have a USB to micro USB, well, not to USB-C converter. So that helps. So if you have a newer computer these days, almost everything now has USB-C. So that definitely would be a big help. And I have a second backup harness that would stick to my computer. Oh, and I actually have a second suction cup in case I lose my first one. So that's actually quite handy. So that is it. It's a very simple piece of equipment, and I cannot wait to try it out. And it says it, again, records up to 4K, so hopefully that's going to just, you know, make it great. and show me and anybody else who's on the video lens, you know, really, really clear. The other thing that this suggests, and I'll go ahead and look at my notes here, it says that this will go mid-screen. You can drag this down to the from the top or to the bottom of your monitor, so you can have your eyes go anywhere that you need your eyes to look. It does have autofocus on it, so that when you are recording and you might move forward or away from the camera, it will autofocus to find you, to find your face. Next, it will record up to 4K, as I said before, and then it has a 78 degree viewing angle. So it's not going to show your entire room. It's going to basically be a V that goes from the monitor in front of you, from this camera, back into a pretty sharp angle that's going to include you and hopefully nothing else. And next, you're going to have an omnidirectional microphone. So this is amazing. This is very important for me because you want to be able to speak into this as well, not just have it view you. And it's very important because if you don't have that, you're going to have to connect another, possibly a Bluetooth microphone, or just another, use another mic that's on your computer. So that's great that it can do two in one. It can do both audio and video. So that's basically it in a nutshell. Again, I'll share my screen to show the some of the features. It so if you're in healthcare, it'll help you speak to your clients a little bit better. If you're a manager, if you're in sales or education. But the thing that's missing here, that's most important, is if you are a mediator. If you're a mediator, it's extremely important that you be able to have to make people feel comfortable, to help people feel that they're being heard, and to help people understand that you are listening and you're attentive. And most mediators try to show attention. The problem is that the technology gets in the way, and we want to move the technology away. It would not let it be a problem. With this tool, you're going to be able to have your eyes be directly connected to the client, to the party, to the customer, so that they will not feel that you're not engaging them. That is why I think this is extremely important for the online mediation world. Okay, for all types of ODR, you need to not let the technology mess up the experience, but you want to be able to connect with the end user. So that is, in a nutshell, it for now. And I hope you enjoyed this, you know, quick recording, but I cannot wait to try it out and see how this works and how clear it is and how good the audio is. And I'll be sure to give you some more of my impressions afterwards. So definitely check this out on LMI Trainings, this video, and on YouTube. All right, everyone. Until next time, take care.